Good afternoon and welcome back to a special broadcast of music from the International Choral Festival. I'm Michael Marsalek. The choir of East Michaelod Central Music School traveled to Missoula from the Republic of Georgia, a country located in Southwest Asia. When they're at home, there are 25 singers in the choir. 11 other members are in Montana this week. Cherie Newman talked with one of the choir members about his experiences in the U.S. and about the choir's repertoire.
Please say your name for me.
Ilya Jimshaleishvili, from Republic of Georgia.
And is this your first trip to the U.S.?
For me, it is not the first trip. It's the third time. But actually, for the choir members, all of the others who are here with me, it's the first for them.
What did you tell them about what to expect?
My choir members? The United States is the best country I've ever been. It's really great. And we really love your hospitality and friendship.
Well, we're very happy you're here. Tell me about your songs.
These songs are very old and they are not composed. They are through oral traditions, just traditional songs and some of the chants that are just created after the 4th century because Christianity became the religion of Georgia in the 4th century. But the other songs, some of the songs may be also before Christ, created before Christ. So they are through oral traditions. We don't have any musics. We study how to say by heart, yeah. So and it's really great, and we realize that we have huge responsibility for it to take just to take care of them, and the most important is to share with different nationalities, just represent them in different countries, I think. And it is our aim, and that it is the reason we are here in America now. I hope people in Montana liked Georgian folk songs, and also I hope we will come back again and sing. And I would advise everyone to come in Georgia and visit all churches, all places. I think it's very interesting.
Singing traditional folk songs from the Republic of Georgia, here's the choir of East Michaelod Central Music School.
Tu m'offres tout.
Another choir whose repertoire includes traditional songs is the Ellerhen Girls Choir from Estonia. 40 of their 65 members are at the festival. Cherie Newman talked with Ingrid, their conductor.
Can you tell me about the music your choir is singing in this festival?
We have some Estonian folk songs that are arranged, and we have original compositions as well, Estonian composers, and we have a few American composers here, or actually spirituals and gospels.
What would you like to say to the people of Montana?
I would like to say that we really like people here because they are very open and friendly. Maybe Estonians and people in North are more close and not so open. We are really happy to be here. It's a very good festival and very well organized and very good families where girls are staying. So thank you.
Thank you for being here and for singing for us.
With three traditional folk songs, the Ellerhen Girls Choir from Estonia.
Thank you.
An award-winning choir from Cuba, Cantores de Cienfuegos, was able to successfully navigate the challenges of fundraising, paperwork, and permissions required for them to travel to the U.S. I talked with their director, Hani Morea Abreu, about the musical traditions of their home city.
Cienfuegos is a very important city in Cuba. We have great musicians, and we had great musicians and composers. For example, a very famous musician from our city is Benny Moré, or was Benny Moré. And this was a genius in the history of our music, because this man never studied professionally music. So he had a very famous jazz band. He conducted this group by ear, and he composed a lot of music by ear too. So we have a beautiful mambo by Benny Moré. The title is Beautiful and Spicy, and it's about the way of dance in Cuba and in Mexico, because Benny Moré was very famous in this country too, Mexico.
Here is Cantores de Cienfuegos performing Beautiful and Spicy.
In Cuba, we perform a lot, about 30 times every month, for American people that visit our country, and for Cuban people too, for children in schools. We have a regular concert every month, first Saturday every month, in the important theater of our city, Thomas Terry. And also we perform in different provinces, Havana, Matanzas, Santiago de Cuba. We have two very important choral festivals in our country, not for competing, just for sharing. And very recently, we participated in one of those festivals in Santiago de Cuba, and we had a lot of success there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you do a lot of international, both festivals and competitions. The International Choral Festival, which is having its 10th anniversary this year, it happens about every 3 years here in Missoula, is one of those wonderful opportunities where choirs come together in a non-competitive environment, but choirs from all over the world. And there are festivals like this, certainly, that happen. It is a really unique opportunity, don't you think, that choirs get together and you really get a chance to share your cultures in such a wonderful way and to explore a new community at the same time and meet new friends.
Yes, right. And we are very excited with this event. We can't wait more for this moment, and we are very, very happy for being here. We are very anxious for sharing with other choirs from other countries and for sharing other cultures too.
Well, we thank you for coming to Montana and for singing for us. Here again is the Cienfuegos Choir from Cuba.
Corazón, y yo la llevo en mi
You're listening to music from the 2016 International Choral Festival happening this week in Missoula. I'm Michael Marsalek. Not all the choirs singing in Missoula this week are from other countries. Three are from the U.S., including the Heartland Youth Choir from Des Moines, Iowa. Cherie Newman spoke with Carla, one of their chaperones.
This is a group of children from ages 11 to 13. It's a great group of kids. They're very gelled together, and it's a lot of fun. They're all here for, you know, that common cause, so it makes it a really good experience.
So did you all come on a bus?
We did. And it's that part is wonderful, too. We're doing a bunch of concerts along the way, and we're stopping at a ton of national parks along the way. So the director is an amazing organizer and very talented musician, so it's a win-win.
One or more of these children must be yours.
Yes, one of them is actually in the choir and the other is a roadie.
Here's the Heartland Youth Choir from Des Moines, Iowa.
A ching-a-ching-a-bong, ching-a-bong, a ching-a-ching-a-bong, ching-a-bong.
That was the Heartland Youth Choir from Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Michael Marsalek. Thank you for joining us this afternoon to hear some of the choirs that have been performing in various venues around Missoula this week. Many thanks to our technical crew, Saxon Holbrook, Beth Ann Austine, Joe Brown, Tim Martin, and Rick Kuschel from the Recording Center in Missoula. Thanks as well to Cherie Newman for interviews and for helping produce this afternoon's broadcast. Performances continue this evening, and tomorrow night will be the finale concert featuring a massed chorus and all the groups performing at 7 p.m. at the Adams Center in Missoula. We have the schedule as well as videos, photos, and more at our website now at mtpr.org. Mark your calendars for July of 2019, when choirs from all over the world will again be in Missoula for the next International Choral Festival. I'm Michael Marsalek. Thanks for listening.